MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 17, 2025. A PBD teenager is planning to run for governor. In Manchester by the Sea town meeting, scheduled for April 28. Sunny, mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:08 p.m. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos writes in today's paper, 19-year-old Connor Gray is running for governor as an independent. The PBD resident is basing his campaign on cutting taxes and bringing innovation back to Massachusetts. Gray did not finish high school, but is looking into getting his GED. He works part-time seasonal jobs that will begin soon and makes music, but is otherwise focusing his time on his campaign. Although Gray hasn't begun collecting the 10,000 signatures from state voters he needs to get on the November 2026 ballot, he has registered with the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance. Much more in the story in today's Salem News. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, in Manchester by the Sea, town officials and residents are gearing up for annual town meeting that will tackle a 22-item warrant. Town meeting will begin at 6:30 p.m. Monday, April 28, at Manchester Memorial School, 43 Lincoln Street. Friday, April 18, is the last day to register to vote at the meeting with the town clerk's office. The office will be open Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The 22 articles include several calling for capital spending, financing for the Manchester-Essex Regional School District, changes to the zoning bylaw related to housing matters, banning some rodenticides, and repealing the town's generational smoking ban. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. The specter of national politics hovered over a pleasant meal Wednesday as YWCA Greater Newburyport hosted its 15th annual Engaging Communities Luncheon. Executive Director John Feehan is quoted as saying, "The YWCA will continue to stand for its mission, and we know there is risk in doing this, but we also know that you will stand with us, stand for a better country that promises liberty and justice for all." Roughly 75 people, including Ward 2 City Councilor Jenny Donahue and At-Large Councilor Afroz Khan, filled Mission Oak Grill's Steeple Hall to hear Feehan speak. Tasked with a mission to eliminate racism and empower women, the YWCA is committed to standing against those who try to divide society by race, gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation. And Isaac Green is reporting on AutumnLive.com, the MBTA has temporarily modified Lynn Ferry service through at least April 29 to protect North Atlantic right whales, recently spotted in Broad Sound, a primary route between Lynn and Boston. The changes follow the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration designation of a right whale dynamic management area, which advises vessels to reduce speeds to 10 knots to avoid fatal strikes. Although the shutdown is voluntary, the MBTA and Boston Harbor City Cruises say they are fully complying out of an abundance of caution and environmental responsibility. From the desk of MSO's media director, Bill Newell, in North Shore Sports yesterday, one of the spring's top games so far this year was played in girls lacrosse. Marblehead beat Peabody 11-10 with Maddie Forbes netting the game-winning goal with just 3 seconds remaining in regulation. Forbes finished the game with 4 goals and 3 assists. In boys high school lacrosse, Swampscott 13, Salem 3, Chase Russo netted 8 goals for the Big Blue. Danvers topped Beverly 9-8, Marblehead down Peabody 12-3, behind a 6-goal effort from Will Sullivan. The Beverly baseball team shut out Marblehead 1-0 behind the pitching of Micah McManus. Colby McLean drove home the game's only run in the 7th inning improving the Panthers' record to 3 wins and 1 loss. Other scores: Salem 2, Saugus 1, Gloucester 4, Swampscott 1, St. John's Prep over BC High 10-3, Lynn Classical beat Lynn English 14-3 to improve to 4-1. The Rams' Christian Figueroa picked up the win on the mound. The Marblehead softball team shut out Beverly 1-0 yesterday. Tessa Francis picked up the win on the mound for the Magicians. The Gloucester softball team moved to 7-0 with a 5-0 win over Swampscott. Freshman pitcher Abby Noble picked up the win, striking out 13. The Red Sox got a combined shutout on the mound and beat the Rays 1-0 last night. Sox are off tonight, and they host the White Sox tomorrow night back at Fenway. The Celtics continue to prepare for the playoff opener Sunday at home against the Magic. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.